Unit 2. Computers and Technology. Reading 2.
Rise of the Androids. Since the beginning of the 21st century, there have been thrilling advances in the field of robotics. Science fact, it appears, has recently started catching up with science fiction. This is particularly true of the development of anthropomorphic robots, or androids, which authors such as Isaac Asimov and Philip K. Dick wrote about in their futuristic novels, published in the 1950s and 60s. In Asia, the development of robots that look and act human is creating serious competition among scientists, especially in Japan and Korea. Many in the field seem to have focused their efforts on developing attractive female androids. Scientists at Osaka University in Japan, led by Hiroshi Ishiguro, pioneered the development of the world's first female android. Named the Actroid and manufactured by the Kokoro Company, this robot was first unveiled at an international robotics fair in Tokyo in November 2003. Since then, many improvements have been made to the design, and the most advanced model, called the Actroid DER2, was released in October 2006. The letters DER are said to stand for Dramatic Entertainment Model, because the Actroid was specifically designed to function as a hostess and entertainer at public events. Actroids are life-size and look like young Japanese women. Their skin is composed of silicon and looks very realistic. In early models, some upper body movement was possible, while mobility of their bottom halves was more limited. This improved in later models, which have more realistic features and movements than the earlier prototypes. The robots have built-in sensors, which allow them to react to humans. They can fend off aggressive or intrusive actions, like pokes or slaps, or react in a friendly manner by smiling. Actroids can mimic blinking, breathing, and speaking, maintain eye contact with a speaker, and also change their facial expressions. They can be programmed to speak in any language and have conversed in a rudimentary fashion in English and Japanese at various science fairs. The Kokoro Company currently rents Actroids out to upmarket coffee shops and restaurants, or office complexes and museums, to greet customers and visitors. Meanwhile, the jewel of Korean robotics and a direct competitor for the Actroid series is another female android named Eve R2. Also released in 2006, Eve R2 is the successor of Eve R1, first unveiled in 2003 at the same time as the first Actroid. The Eve R series was designed by a team from KaiTech, the Korean Institute of Industrial Technology. Eve R's creators claim she is more lifelike than her Japanese rival and can mimic emotions such as happiness, sorrow, anger, and surprise more naturally. The latest Eve R2 can express boredom, and she has the ability to sing. She can communicate using 15 facial expressions, recognizes 400 Korean and English words, and even moves her lips in synchronization with her speech. At the opening ceremony of the Robot World Conference held in Seoul in 2006, an Eve R2 model called Muse sang a popular Korean song to the delight of spectators. Like the Actroids, the skin of Eve R robots is made of silicon. Whereas the Eve R1 only had her face and hands covered with the synthetic jelly, Eve R2's whole body is covered with artificial skin. Eve R3 and Eve R4 are scheduled to be unveiled in 2010, and it is anticipated that they will have the ability to walk in a capable manner and even dance. The Korean Institute of Industrial Technology would like to see their robots working in every human household in Korea by at least 2020. Men shouldn't feel threatened by the focus on female robots, as KaiTech plans to develop a male android in the near future. In July 2006, Hiroshi Ishiguro, co-creator of the Actroid, also designed a robot model in his own likeness. Dubbed the Geminoid HI-1, the robot imitates Ishiguro's gestures, facial expressions, and speech, making it much like a kind of robotic clone. It can be remotely controlled with a motion capture system that tracks the movements of his lips and mouth, meaning he could use the robot as a stand-in to teach classes. While he controls it from home, the robot could be up in front of a class, simultaneously scaring and inspiring students. It seems that a time when we won't be able to tell humans from androids may be closer than we realize. Where this technology may eventually lead is anyone's guess.